You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 08, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Voting Rights Act of 1965, VRA, prohibits racial discrimination in voting. It was established to enforce voting rights promised by the 14th and 15th Amendments, particularly for African Americans in the South. The VRA aimed to dismantle legal barriers preventing black people from voting, offering the first real promise of full political participation. Since its enactment, the VRA has protected voters of color from practices that hinder their voting power and has provided a system for challenging unfair practices. As the 60th anniversary of the VRA approaches in 2025, there are significant concerns about ongoing attacks on voting rights. Federal courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, have weakened the protections of the VRA, arguing that the discrimination it addressed no longer exists. This trend threatens the foundations of democracy. Section 2 of the VRA is vital, stating that no voting rule can deny the right to vote based on race or color. It seeks to prevent both vote dilution and vote denial. Vote dilution occurs when practices diminish the effectiveness of a group's votes, such as gerrymandering. Vote denial involves outright preventing individuals from voting through unfair laws. Legal theories are emerging that challenge individuals' ability to sue under Section 2, potentially limiting enforcement to the U.S. Attorney General. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that only the Justice Department can bring claims under Section 2, contradicting other courts. This legal battle poses a significant threat to the VRA's enforcement. A pivotal moment in the VRA's weakening was the Supreme Court's 2013 decision in Shelby County v. Holder, which deemed the formula in Section 4B unconstitutional. This formula identified areas needing federal preclearance for voting law changes aimed at preventing discriminatory practices. The Shelby County ruling effectively nullified Section 5's preclearance provision, allowing states like Texas to enact restrictive voting laws without federal oversight. This has made it harder for minorities to vote and has led to longer lines and fewer polling places. The Supreme Court is currently reviewing Section 2, with concerns that it may be interpreted in a way that further weakens protections against racial discrimination in voting. Justice Clarence Thomas has indicated a potential conflict between the court's interpretation of Section 2 and the 14th Amendment. The current assault on democracy is linked to a long-term attack on federal courts, which has created loopholes for anti-voter efforts. Despite setbacks at the federal level, some states are enacting their own voting rights acts to protect access to voting. New York and Washington State have successfully defended their voting rights acts against legal challenges. These state laws serve as a crucial defense when federal protections are weakened. Advocates propose restoring a stronger Voting Rights Act to improve access for black and brown communities. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act has been reintroduced to rebuild the VRA's protective framework, including geographic preclearance for states with recent voting rights violations. Over 200 civil rights organizations support this reintroduction, highlighting the urgent need to restore the VRA's power. There is also a call for a broader freedom package of pro-democracy reforms, including the Freedom to Vote Act and the Native American Voting Rights Act. These initiatives aim to create a more inclusive democracy and counter ongoing attacks on voting rights. Texas is currently a focal point for efforts to deny black political power through mid-decade redistricting, which seeks to gain congressional seats at the expense of fair representation for black voters. This tactic manipulates electoral boundaries to diminish the political influence of certain groups. The ongoing struggle for fair representation underscores the need for vigilance against the erosion of voting rights. There is a growing understanding that voting rights encompass more than just casting a ballot. They reflect communities' ability to shape governance. The right to vote is interconnected with access to health care, education, and economic opportunities. The legacy of the civil rights movement emphasizes the importance of protecting voting rights as a means for communities to uphold their dignity and shape their destinies. The VRA was designed to proactively protect these rights, but its weakening raises fears of a return to discriminatory practices. Protecting voting rights is essential for ensuring that all citizens can participate fully in democracy. Copyright, African Elements.